Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 10 August 2020, and you're in for a great broadcast tonight. We'll bring up a few minutes Pastor Dana Coverstone. Now, I'm sure most of y'all know who he is. He's a pastor. Back in December, he had a dream about what was coming to COVID situation and a lot more than that. He's had a couple more dreams since then. He's a little bit encouraged by from what he's seen in response to some of the churches, and so am I, as a matter of fact. And he'll explain to you what is one of his dreams has asked us to do, especially in the month of September. So don't go away. We'll talk about this in a minute. In the meantime, I'm still offering a teaching that I did a couple weeks ago at a Bible studies entitled Deceived into the Mark. Deceived into the Mark. Now, folks, I cannot express to you how important the Word of God is. And how specifically he will show you things if you ask. And one thing he showed me during this teaching that I tried to pass on to people, that we have all, I said we have all, been suckered into the, we'll say, the beast system through economics, through commercial trade, through the necessity to be able to feed the family and take care of ourselves. That's what it's all about, commercialism, debt and credit, buying and selling. That's what it's all about. Why do you think that the mark has to do with buying and selling? It is a commercial mark. A commercial mark. You'll be able to buy or sell without it. And if you can't buy or sell without it, I mean, you can't work, you can't do anything without it, it's going to make a lot of people go through a hard time on earth. And the lesson I did trying to explain these things to people, I think a couple of Saturdays ago, along with a 20-minute video from Dr. Carrie Majet, discussing what's in the vaccination. And one of the things she told us while shedding tears talking about it was the fact that the vaccine will have nanobots in it with a carrier some type, like a salve situation, will carry all those things through the body, and it will connect you with AI. It will connect you with artificial intelligence, folks. Nothing in your life will be private again as far as your physical body goes. Nehemiah chapter 9, Nehemiah lamenting before God and said, because of our sins, they now have dominion over our cattle, our lands, and our bodies. But Satan will have dominion over your bodies if you take the mark. Understand that. And you damn yourself to hell if you take it. I want you to get that video, not because I did it, but because it's very important that you understand that this is going to be through a commercial act. Something we've all accepted to be normal. We got to do these things so we can buy and sell, you know, social security numbers and all the other things we have to make, all the contracts we make, all that we made with our employers and our government. Because after all, we all got to eat. So we go along so we can get along. But Satan is wily enough to know that if he gives us something that's necessary to buy and sell, that most people will take it because they can't see any way out of it, and they don't see anything wrong with it. Now, folks, this video, DVD, is available, and I'm asking $10 for it. That's just to pay for the gentleman that buys it, makes it, and get it out. That's all we're trying to do. I think you'll find it very, very important, especially the 20-minute video from Dr. Carrion that explains about the vaccination, the COVID-19 vaccination, and what's going to be in it. I hope you'll take my word for that and check it out. I really mean that. I cannot express it to you enough. And the 1820 dictionary, we have 4 left in stock. We had a couple cases, about all gone, 4 left. We have one sale at the regular $95, folks. It's one of the books I use to study with. The 1820 dictionary from Noah Webster and Strong's Concordance are two of my main reference books when I study the scriptures. And normally $95, you'll have it on sale for $8, $79.99. $80 will get you a Noah Webster dictionary, folks, a beautifully bound, gorgeous book to look at. And very, very interesting to read just to understand what the words really mean. The last 4 available, when they're gone, they're gone. We can't do it any longer. That's really the truth because prices, as always, go up. So anyway, it's available if you want it, but make it quick. We want you to have it if at all possible. And don't get to call BioCare Hospital. Call BioCare Hospital in Tijuana, Mexico, and get the free 16-page booklet they offer. Folks, Marsh and I, as you know, just got back from down there a couple weeks ago. And I have to tell you this, this has been such a blessing. My main situation when I went down there was my back and knees. And Dr. Rodriguez was convinced that the stem cells that he took in my body and rejuvenated would help those, and it has. Now, this may sound totally insane and probably, maybe a little corny. But for the first time in a long time, I can bend my left leg up enough to put my pants on without tripping over my pants. I may sound corny to a lot of you, there's youngins, but I want to tell you what, it wasn't corny to me. My left knee will not bend. It is now working much, much, much better. And they can do things, though, folks, to help cancer patients, fibromyalgia patients, Alzheimer's patients, and you get a free book about all the situations they can do down there if you'll call them at 800-701-7349. 800-701-7349. And tell them I sent you over. No, they don't pay me anything for doing this. I'm not in this for making money. I'm in it because I want to help you help yourself. That's 800-701-7349. And don't forget, if you listen to this on Shortwave tonight on 6115, you listen to me called Melody Seastrom is paying for Shortwave. Discount gold and silver, folks. And if you've been watching the Precious Metals last few weeks, they have been going through the roof. You can call her up at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And talk to you about some way to maybe protect your financial future. And we're going to go to our guest tonight, Pastor Dana Coverstone, a pastor out of Kentucky, who's had a series of dreams. And he wants to share some of them tonight. I know we'll go through the first one. I'm sure you already heard about his dream of what's coming in November. He's had 2 more since then. We're going to let him share those with you. Add to it what he wants. If you have any questions, we'll take a phone call the next half hour. We want to hear from you also. But folks, I beg you, listen to what he has to say, especially about the third dream, when it comes to the church praying. We need to be in prayer now more than ever. Gathering together in prayer, asking our Father to intercede and give us strength and wisdom to know what's coming, prepare for it, and warn others. That is our duty as watchmen on the wall, Ezekiel 33 says. And if we don't warn them, the blood's in our hands. Take that very seriously, folks. That's a very serious statement given to us in Ezekiel. If we don't warn them, the blood's in our hands. And Pastor Dana, are you there?
Yes, I am.
It is good to have you tonight, sir, and I do mean that. Thank you so much for taking your time. I know you have been covered up. I mean, you've been hounded and probably threatened and mocked and ridiculed, but also called to be on many, many interviews and to share your information and your dreams. And I want to thank you for taking time to be with us tonight. I'm just an old hillbilly preacher, but I do have many listeners who are highly intelligent believers in Christ that want to know the truth. And I want you to make yourself to home tonight, and you just kick off your shoes and get your glass of iced tea and share with us, okay?
Well, I will do that. I've actually kicked off my shoes. I've got a bottle of iced tea beside me, but it's an honor to be with you, Brother Paul. I'm just thankful that you've asked me to speak with you and talk and to share the dreams I'm still just a pastor who had a dream, and I shared them on Facebook, and I'm still amazed at what God has done with them, the number of people that have seen them. But I can tell you in the last 6 to 8 weeks, sir, I have heard from 10,000 people, pastors, just your normal, everyday Christian, people in every state in our country. I've heard from people in nations around the world who have told me that since January or December this last year, they have felt, and the dreams that I shared resonate with them. And they had felt that something big was coming, something strong, something hard, something big, something bad was coming. And they've been called to pray. I'm hearing from churches that are setting aside the month of September to pray. I'm hearing about people that are making preparations. So I'm still amazed at what God has done with this dream, because I just never expected this type of response. But obviously the Lord's, the sovereign hand of God is not just using the dream. He's speaking to people. I've also heard this. I've spoken to people in the black community. I've spoken to people in the Hispanic community. I've spoken to people in the Oriental community. And these people of all these different races are having dreams and visions, all going back, it seems, to December and January this year. So what's neat to me is that God is speaking. He's speaking across jurisdiction. He's speaking across denominations and fellowships. You know, and Revelation talks about every tribe, every race, every language, every nation, every tongue. And that's what he's already doing right now to get us ready for what's going on. So I've been encouraged. Yes, I have had some threats. Yes, I've had some crazy things happen and some crazy people show up at my doors. But the Lord's been faithful. He's protected us, and he's moving. And I'm excited to be a part of what God is doing. And once again, I'm just so overwhelmed, absolutely overwhelmed by what God's done through the dreams. He's continued to give me several more,
I want to add one thing. You've had been many witnesses, other witnesses, if you will, that have confirmed what you have been told. And as I told you before, the first time I spoke with you, in my spirit, I could sense November was going to be nasty. I was been saying that for over last night, 8 or 9 months, that this year, 2020, is going to be bad. But November was going to be nasty, and I didn't even know why I was saying it. I didn't have any inkling. It's what God had in plan until you shared your dream. And now you're getting other witnesses come out. I had another pastor friend of mine. His name is Tyler Arbogast. I did he and his wife's wedding July of last year, helped do it. And he was in his kitchen one night fixing supper, he and his wife, Olivia. He went out in the floor, just passed out on the kitchen floor, and had a dream or a vision, what you want to call it, of the coastal cities being burned. Just as Dimitri Dudeman saw back in the 80s and 90s, you know, coastal cities being burned when Russia hits. So these are things that we have to understand. Our God, our faithful, loving God, is taking time to warn his people so we can share with others and pray and prepare ourselves. You go ahead.
Right. Well, on Friday night, July 10th, I had a dream that followed the same pattern of the dreams I'd had with the year 2020. I saw a calendar, and it was turned to the month of September. And I then saw a hand reach up, and it pulled the month of September off of the bound calendar. And it placed it on the ground in front of the altar in our secret place at our church where I pray every morning. And I was told to stand upon the month and begin to pray. So I step onto the month of September, begin to pray. And I'm praying for the church to have a strong backbone. I'm praying for the church for corruption to be exposed in the church. But also pray for a great harvest. And so I begin to pray. I'm calling out the Lord, and I'm crying out, and I'm praying. And suddenly the Lord says to me, "You're not enough. Call for others. Get some backup. Get some help." So I begin to call for other folks. And, "Hey, folks, I need to come and pray. Hey, my Baptist brothers, my Methodist brothers, Church of God brothers, need you to come and pray with me." I'm hollering. I'm yelling. I'm not screaming, but I'm yelling to get some help. And finally, I see people begin to come. And so finally, the calendar that I'm standing on begins to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And suddenly I realize it's taking on the contours of the United States of America. I'm looking at the month of September, and it's over, basically, the contours of the United States of America. I even saw Alaska and Hawaii there. But as we're praying, I hear that voice again, and it says, "You're not enough. Call for more." And so suddenly, there's more and more people. All of us are now yelling out, "Folks, we need to come pray." There's a huge call to pray to those of the nation that are believers, and we're asking people to come and pray with us and pray beside us. And suddenly, all the white that's on that counter begins to fill up. It's like ants. These people are there, and they're doing all sorts of things. And we're praying. And then basically, several other things begin to happen. And I'm being lifted up in the air, and I'm looking down the word September on the calendar, and I see a finger, and it begins to write the words "a solemn" in front of September, and the word "assembly" after September. I'm looking at the word "a solemn September assembly." And then suddenly I begin to realize that people are praying. They're praying. Well, I hear people praying in tongues. I hear people praying silently. I see people laying prostrate on the ground. Every model and mode of prayer that you can imagine is being practiced. There are some that are walking and facing. There are some that are kneeling. There are some that are laying prostrate. But people are praying. And every model you can imagine. And the cry went out more and more. You got to come. You got to pray. You got to come. You got to pray. And suddenly I began to realize why. Because as the people were growing on the calendar, the prayers were getting more aggressive. They were growing. Then I saw storm clouds. And those storm clouds were all around the United States of America, the contours. And I began to see little fires popping up all over the country. And I began to see fires of revival, but I also began to see fires of persecution and opposition. And that's when I began to see incredible warfare in the heavens. The angelic and demonic fight that was going on. And I began to also realize that there was people who, the torment of those of us that were praying, we were exhausted. It was almost like we were being wounded, we were being beaten. I was seeing bruises appear on the faces and the backs and the arms of those who were praying because of the warfare was going on. Although there were fires of revival, there was incredible fires of opposition to the body of Christ in that regards as well. And we just kept praying, we just kept fighting in that regards. And I saw believers holding each other up because the weariness, and we were doing this all through the entire month of September. And I see people who are nailing on the ground because they've been weakened, almost like they've been beaten, because the warfare that's happening is just more and more incredible, like you cannot believe. And I'm seeing those fires, and they're getting more and more intense. And the heavens were alive. There were wounds or exhaustion on the believers. But the battle was getting stronger and stronger and stronger. But all through the very last days of September, we kept praying, and we kept praying, and we kept praying. And finally, and it seemed in the dream like it took forever, but the battle was over. And my eyes were gone those very last few days of September. And the believers who'd been praying, we were broken. We were wounded. We were helping each other up off the ground, and we were standing victoriously. But it has been an incredible battle. And that's when I saw the heavens open, and I saw Jesus, and I saw the angels standing behind him. And he looked at it, and he said, arise, my bride, and prepare to pray. And then he said, arise, my bride, and prepare for battle. And then he said, arise, my bride, and prepare to see my face, for I am coming soon, and my reward is with me. And then in that moment, it was like the sound of 1,000 shofar ram's horns being blown. And in the dream, I could feel the wind of those shofars going over my face. It was just an incredible, powerful moment. And then I woke up. And in one of the other dreams, when I woke up, my heart rate was about 180 from my Fitbit. But this dream, I woke up, and there was nothing but absolute peace on
Amen.
My heart. In my spirit. And I realized that the Lord was calling the church to pray and telling us that September had to be a month of opposition coming into the church and to pray. And the first thing he said was, prepare to pray. Prepare to pray. And that troubled me because what I realized God was saying was, we're not where we need to be in prayer right now to get ready for September. But we got several weeks before September gets here. But I know a lot of people that their prayer life, their devotional life is a little one page, you know, three or four paragraph page from a devotional guide and one verse they read each morning. And brother, if that's all the spiritual life we have, that's not going to cut it against the kind of attacks that are coming against the church. So he was telling us, prepare to pray. He was telling us to get on our knees and pray like we've never prayed before. Because I don't know what's going to happen in September. I don't know the specific battles that are going to come. But we should expect some serious spiritual conflict. The first dream that I had, I saw those things come true. The dream I had about the change and the coin shortage, those things have already happened. And so I know some of those things I've seen in those dreams have already started. But this dream here, of all the dreams I've had, it has gripped my heart. And there are different groups. I'm working with a gentleman from WatchThisTrumpet.com about a prayer ministry. We're going to be fasting and praying for two full days, 48 hours, on September 18th and 19th in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we're going to be praying and fasting from sundown Friday night till sundown Sunday night. And we're going to be praying and fasting for the country and asking God to move.
Okay, I'll share this with you, Brother Dane. I'll interrupt you because this is blessing my heart. But I have information sent to me that somewhere around September 17th through the 20th, something huge is going to happen in this country. As a matter of fact, the 29th, unless something happens, I've been told by sources they're going to try to shut down the country again because of another wave of something worse than COVID. Now, that's what I've been told from inside people. But on the 17th, through the 20th, something huge is supposed to happen. So it's interesting, those dates that you picked to be praying for 2 days solid. That's interesting.
Yeah, but just know in my heart, the Lord's calling the church to pray because we're not as close as we need to be. And we got to be getting ready because He said, prepare to pray, prepare for battle, and prepare to see my face. And a lot of folks just say, well, then you're saying the rapture is going to happen October 1st. I am not saying that. The Bible makes it clear, no man knows there except the Father Himself. But the fact that God's calling us to pray, and I'm hearing other folks who've had the same sense, the same desire, we got to do something. And not just because of the dreams. I'm not declaring the rapture is going to happen right after this event. But I think Jesus is trying to tell us that we've got to get ready because what's coming is going to take all of us to put all of ourselves into battle position. And you don't just go out and run a marathon tomorrow after never having ran one or practiced or even doing any jogging. And so you got to get ready for it. I believe the Lord's showing us that during the month of September, we're going to see some heavy things come against the church. And God's depending on us. He's depending on His people to pray. He's depending on His people to get out there and do what we need to do because right now we are the last righteous, holy standard in this country, the Church of Jesus Christ. I was in Phoenix last week. I moved my daughter to Arizona, and I went to a church out there, and it was the first day they'd been back in meetings. And I heard a statistic, and I shared this yesterday morning with my people in my church, and the folks that watch this online, they heard it too. But the message was that the statistic was given that in this country, in America, there are 320,000 churches, but yet, out of those 320,000 churches, there are only between 15 and 25,000 churches that actually believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God and it is inerrant. And I told my congregation, this church has got to be one of those churches, and I've got to be one of those pastors that believes the Bible is God's Word. We've seen marriage redefined by the Supreme Court, and many churches have just gone right along with it. We've seen identity redefined by the Supreme Court, and churches have gone right along with it. But we got to call sin, sin. There are lifestyles that do not line up with God's Word, and we cannot sit and say, well, that's okay, you just go ahead and do it, that's fine. No, the Word of God says these things are blasphemous, these things will send people to hell. But if only 15 to 25,000 churches believe the Bible is God's Word, that's why our nation's in the place that it is. And so we've got to be the men and women of God who are going to preach the Word at the instant in season and out of season, because I don't know exactly what's coming. I did have another dream Saturday night, July 25th.
Well, I want to add this one thing, too, if you don't mind, please, Brother Dan.
You go right ahead, brother. You jump in.
Well, you inspired me to do something. We have Bible study this weekend coming up. We have services on the Saturday Sabbaths. And we always have Bible studies and current events. I do current events and prophecy news type of thing every time we get together. But, folks, for this coming week, instead of doing regular Bible study, we're going to do something we've never done before. It's a little group, and all you that watch us on the internet, on computer at PastorButch.com, on live stream, or listen to us on the phone, we're going to have a prayer meeting. We're going to make about the whole hour of what we call Bible study to have to go together in prayer and testimony time. And I'll lead off, of course, as a pastor, and I want to share mine and pray, but I want everyone to understand this. That's how they'll be watching us. You can call in. There'll be a number on the screen. You can call in. I want you to share your burdens, and I want you to pray with us. This going to be this coming Saturday. That'll be on the 15th. At our Bible study time, we always start at 11:30, but our Bible study time starts about 1 o'clock Eastern. I want you to be prepared to call in and pray with us and for us and pray for each other on this coming weekend. It's something I've never done before, as y'all know. But Brother Daniel Pins has inspired me to do this, and I pray that you'll join us in prayer and in testimony time. And we need to gather closer to our Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I don't want to sound nasty, Dana, but all hell's about to break loose. And if we don't get our roots around the rock, we're going to be blowing off of it.
Yes, I agree, and I believe that very, very much myself, sir. I know he's trying to wake up the church. He's trying to stir the church of Jesus Christ to get back where it needs to be, living holy and righteous lives, to get our focus back on the Word, to get our focus back on prayer. I'm going to just share this other dream. On Saturday night, July
25th,
I dreamed that I saw the calendar fade from July to August. And then I saw the months of August through December, they were highlighted. They were made bold on the pages. And when I was a kid, my aunt used to work at a slaughterhouse near where I grew up. And so I was down there all the time. There was a path from there back in the woods. We rode motorcycles and bicycles. But anyway, in this dream, I was walking by this abandoned slaughterhouse, and I saw it was boarded up. I saw weeds, and I saw grass, trees overgrown. And suddenly I saw this thing come to life. And I saw smoke begin to come out of the smokestack. And I began to realize the trees, the limbs were shaking. And then it was like I was seeing inside, and I saw demons. And they began to appear before my eyes, and inside was building, and they were arming themselves. And they were preparing for what seemed like war. They were putting on armor, and they were hitting each other on the helmets, and they were sharpening swords, and they were pushing each other, almost like when wolves nip at each other before they go out and do things. And then I realized that this wasn't just happening in the town I was in, it was my hometown at that moment, Jacksonville, Indiana. But then I realized that these preparations were taking place all over this country. In other words, what I was seeing was demonic sleeper cells. We know about the terror cells. We know about sleeper cells. Well, these were demonic sleeper cells that were being called into active duty, and they were getting ready to go. And in the dream, I had the sense that the cities of Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, Louisville, Chicago, that those were just the opening assaults. And that there was a whole lot more planned with violence and with chaos. And the first volley that I saw being tossed out, it was an assault on ministers and Christian leaders in the areas of sexual temptations and accusations. I saw Christian men being tempted beyond description with lustful thoughts and pornography and those sort of things. I saw marriages, Christian marriages. I saw people in Christian leadership, high Christian leadership, coming under attack. And I saw the need for Christian couples, especially to focus on their prayer life together to defend themselves and for husbands and wives present they've never prayed before. I saw ministry marriages, pastors' marriages, and I'm a pastor myself, so I'm thinking about my own marriage. I saw ministry marriages under attack, and I saw a vicious intent, a vicious intentional attack on pastors and Christian men.
All right. Hang on through this break, please. Hold that thought. Folks, this is getting very serious. Please, please pay attention. Back at the break, if you want to call and talk to us, you can. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, again, we're talking to Pastor Dan of Coverstone, and I'm going to tell you what. You have heard his testimony so far. You've heard his dreams. And, Dan, before going further, would you please tell folks how they can find you on the website or somebody to contact your church or whatever?
Sure. Our Facebook page is Living Word Ministries AG, and our YouTube channel is LWM Video. And LWM is capitalized. So LWM Video is our YouTube channel. Living Word Ministries AG is our church Facebook page. And my personal email address is pdstone1@yahoo.com. And my email has gotten a little bit less hectic than it was. But I do my best to be personal and talk to people as much as I can. I'm still a pastor. I love talking to people and being around people and rubbing shoulders and things. And, our Facebook page is actually Living Word Ministries /Assembly of God. I'm sorry, my son is here helping me get those right. So,
all right, wonderful. It. And folks, if you have any questions, just let us know. We'll try to get the information to you. But this coming Saturday, the 15th, don't forget, I'm asking all you all that will watch this. Our Bible studies, as you normally do. I think a few weeks ago we had 1,300 signed in watching. Now, to me, that was impressive and very blessing, a very big blessing. But if you want to join us, and we're going to open up the phone lines for you, call and share your prayers and prayer requests, and pray with us on the coming the 15th. It'll be 1 o'clock Eastern time. We'll start doing this. I've never done this before ever. I want to see how many people respond to the call to prayer. Folks, please don't think praying is not warfare. Praying is a foundation of warfare. It's a foundation that we build ourselves the strength and tenacity to hang in through the battles coming in the very near future. I am not a prophet in the sense of Old Testament prophet, but I'm like Brother Dana. We're saying New Testament prophets, not because we're prophesying 4,000 years now, but because God's opened His Word to us and His truth to us for now, this time we're living in. To share, and
yes.
I think we're like a little bit like the children of Issachar, brother, where we're given knowledge to know the times we're living in, and that's where we are. Our job, especially the pastors in the church today, their job is to tell the church what is coming and how close it is. But the pastors as a whole are sleeping. They are asleep, and they're already deceived and believing everything's going to be fine. They're waiting for the rapture, and don't worry about anything. Just go ahead and just live your life like you want to. This is not what our Father in Heaven created us to do as His church. We were to occupy till He come. We were to be the ones who brought forth fruit and brought forth fruit in these days. We're the ones that bring forth light and saltiness to the earth. And He said, if you lose that saltiness, you'll be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Well, Daniel, most so-called churches in America today are being scoffed at and laughed at because they had no saltiness.
Yes.
They had none.
Yes. And
you
no power
ahead
as
now.
Well.
No well, power, that's right. No power. No authority. Yes. No authority.
In Jeremiah chapter 5, Jeremiah says, you know, the prophets prophesy what is false, and the priests are doing it to follow their own rules. And the people applaud. And so,
yeah, they love it so. They love it so.
The people are a product of the pulpit. And what is in the, what comes out of the pulpit is reflected in the people. And if there's fire in the pulpit, there'll be fire in the people. If there's compromise in the pulpit, there'll be compromise in the people. And this dream that I had, I mentioned that I saw an incredible amount of sexual temptation coming to pastors and Christian men and Christian marriages. But then I saw the outline of the nation, and I saw smoke rising from outdoor funeral pyres, almost like the type of funeral pyres that the Vikings had, or the early Native Americans had. And I saw headlines declaring a sudden increase in a nationwide suicide spike. And I believe that I saw some people in Christian leadership who were part of that suicide spike. I saw families gathered around each other. They were crying and they were sobbing. I saw angry people demanding the government for the problems causing suicides, which were like the financial losses, the forced evictions out of their homes, the job losses, the depression spikes, the drug overdoses. And since COVID has hit and lockdown, we have seen rampant increases in abuse, emotional, sexual, and physical. And people were angry and upset about those things that happened because of the continued COVID-19 lockdowns. And I saw post offices that were having shutdowns and only open for several days a week. I saw large fields that were full of, like the post office trucks, go around and deliver mail. And I saw greater violence on the streets. And specifically, I saw federal buildings being burned. I saw elected officials that were hiding. They were surrounded by guards. And I also saw the unemployment rate in headlines hit above 50% and go higher. And there was no help from the government. And so the greater violence was being stirred, especially in Washington. And the crowd became even more heinous in their efforts to get attention. And then I saw that same white figure I saw in those first two dreams. And it said, brace yourself, emphasizing brace. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. And I just realized that what God was saying to the church was to get ready, because in light of all those things that we're gonna deal with and face, the one main theme I have heard in these dreams is brace yourself. And I want to read just a couple verses from Job 38, verses 1-3. It says, "The Lord spoke to Job out of the storm." And I want to clarify something there. Who was in the storm? Job was in the storm. Job had been with his friends, and they'd been telling him what he should do, what he thought, and he started to question everything. And God says to Job, "Who is it that obscures my plans? And who is it who stands here with words without knowledge?" And then he says, "Brace yourself like a man, or dress like a man. Gird up your loins. I will question you, and you will answer me." And then in Job 40, he also says this. Job said, "Lord, I'm not worthy. How can I reply to you? I put my hand over my mouth. I spoke once, but I had no answer, but I will say no more." And the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm, and he said, "Brace yourself." In other words, Job had been complaining, and God said, "Who do you think you are, Job? I've allowed these things in your life, and I've been there. I've never left you forsaken. I've been right here. But you're complaining. You're listening to your friends instead of trusting me. You listen to your wife. You say, won't you just curse God and die?" And so now Job says, "Well, I'm unworthy, Lord, I'm unworthy. I'll put my hand on my mouth, I won't say another word." And God shows back up and says, "Brace yourself, Job." In other words, he was basically saying, "Job, this thing that's gone happening in your life, it has shifted you, it has changed you, it's brought you closer to me. So brace yourself." And sometimes the bracing of ourselves helps us to recognize what's coming. In Jeremiah 1:17, God spoke to Jeremiah and he said, "Brace yourself, Jeremiah. Stand up and say to them, whatever I tell you to say, do not be terrified of their presence, or I will make you even more terrified of their presence. For they have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall." So in other words, God was telling Jeremiah, "Look, Jeremiah, I've given you a message that nobody wants to hear. Say it anyway." And that's where we are in the church world.
Amen.
We as pastors,
amen.
We as preachers of the truth, we have got to be committed to sharing what the Bible says, without fear of what it's going to cost us. If that means prison, if that means beheading, if that means martyrdom, it doesn't matter what it means. What the brace yourself that God speaking to the prophet says, he says, "Hey, look, get ready for something." And I don't play football. I never did. I'm about 5'6" and a half, don't even weigh over 200 pounds. So football was never my sport. But if you watch the football team, you got two teams out there. One's trying to protect the quarterback and get the ball, and one's trying to get to the quarterback and get the ball. And when you talk about brace yourself, those front-end guys on that football team, they are down on the ground, they got their cleats in the ground, and they're leaning in, and they know it just when that ball is put back to the quarterback, they know they're about to get hit hard by a front-end lineman that probably weighs 250 or 300 pounds, and his whole focus is to get you on the ground, get past you, and get the quarterback. That's what we're facing in the church world today. God is saying, brace yourself. Get down, get ready, because something's going to come. And no matter what we do, and I've had people say, well, Pastor Dave, we can just pray this out of existence. There are some things we can pray out, and there are some things that we cannot. And the reason God's telling us to brace ourselves is because it's going to come. It's going to hit us. And when it does, if we're not rooted and grounded in the Word, in our prayer life, in our fellowship with Him, it's going to sweep us like a tsunami wave all the way back and probably drown us in the process. But if we are able to brace ourselves and lean in with our feet back, whatever pushes us, we can push right back against it. And so God's given us a window. And in the book of Ezra, chapter 9, verse 8, Ezra says, you know, at this time, God's given us a window. He's given us a peg in the holy place, some place to hold on to, some place to hang our hat, some place to hang our coat, some place to hang our keys. He's given us something to hold on to, and it's Him. It's His Word. It's the fellowship of other believers. And so what I'm encouraging everyone that's listening to this, and those that I'm preaching to and talking to on a weekly basis, I'm encouraging every believer to search their heart, to begin to confess their sins, to get these things out, to get accountable to other people, and to start connecting and networking in our churches to pray like we've never prayed before, because something big is coming. And I know that you felt it. I have talked to over 10,000 people on the phone, emails, letters, you name it. I've heard somehow from people. Over 10,000 people have told me they've been having dreams, they've been having visions. They had the sense of something going big is coming, something bad is coming, and the church has got to get ready. I heard from one pastor who said he heard the word precipice back in December. I've heard from other pastors who said, you know what, I was here in January, February, we need to brace ourselves, and I did not know what to do with it. And now I'm telling my church to brace themselves to get ready. I've had a lady in my church who for several months now, God's been beginning to work with her in the gift of prophecy, and she's been telling me she just has this sense, this feeling that something big is coming. And so the watchman, and that's the role I'll play right now. I'm a pastor who had a dream. I am not a prophet. I'm in using the gift of prophecy, and there's a different thing between the call to be a prophet and the gift of prophecy. I know what that is. I'm a pastor. I'm comfortable in that skin. I know I'm a pastor teacher. But God's given me an enclave to know that as a watchman, I was shown something, and I had to speak it out, and because I'm responsible for it. If I keep it to myself, and I know, if, you know, just like the watchman of the wall, if the watchman sees the enemy coming and does nothing, the blood of the people he's supposed to protect is on him. And so I have taken very much to heart what I have felt and sensed lately, that God's placed me as a watchman on the wall. I don't know why he chose me. I don't know why he chose me. But he spoke to me, he spoke to me, and now he's speaking to others. I had somebody recently tell me, they've done some surveys on YouTube, and they tell me that since I put my dream out back in June 24th of 2020, that there have been 160,000 other people who have put dreams and visions on Facebook, on YouTube, to share what they're seeing and what they're hearing. And that thrills me. That thrills me because it tells me that the dream I had could have been a catalyst, you know, to get some other folks to realize what they've done. And
we better get a phone call to in here. They're starting to back up on us here. I know they want to talk to you, and I hate to interrupt your testimony, but I want callers to participate if you can. Let's go first to Iowa. Let's talk to Sister Jan. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, pastors. How are you today?
Good.
I want to thank Pastor Dana, because I was looking for the prayer. I kept thinking there is a prayer that we need to be saying, and you gave it to me. Mm. God gave it to you, and you gave it to me.
Okay.
Thank you for the church, for the truth, and for a harvest, a great harvest. And I went up, there's a church a couple blocks away. I walked over there 2 weeks ago Sunday, and I told them, this is what we have to do. God is saying this. I don't know if you've heard it, but God is saying, this is the prayers we have to say. Tell your congregation if you want, but you should, because this is what we have to pray for.
Yes.
And I went up there. So everybody, don't be afraid. Go and tell these pastors. God is saying, this is our prayer. Get ready.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So
thank you, Jan, for the call.
You're
sweet
welcome.
Call.
I got my DVD today. Thank you, Pastor Butch, for the little extras you put in there, too. I appreciate them.
You're more than welcome. Thanks, Cosmo.
God bless everybody.
Thank you. And, folks, again, I will have to say that we have got to stand united. We have to. I don't know the future and in day-by-day works. I don't know. I'm not in charge of that. I've just been told that we have to prepare ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically for what's coming and pray for one another. But if we don't, you know, we're told in Ephesians chapter 4 that we need to awake from our sleep and rise from the dead. I know that sounds like insane, but we have, as a church as a whole, have been really basically dead asleep for a lot of years. I know nobody wants to hear that, but it doesn't change the truth. Look what's happened to this country, folks, because the church becomes silent. We lost our authority, we lost our power, because the church has lost her backbone. Because they don't pray, because they won't stand, they won't compromise the word. Let's go to Matt in Texas. Matt, come on in, welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch and your guest. Pastor Butch, did you see the press conference tonight with Donald Trump?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he said something really interesting, that they were going to have a vaccine before the end of the year, but
yes,
the military is going to be distributing it.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
And so I thought that was really interesting. He added the military would be distributing it. So,
this could play, really play part of the situation we're going to pray about, because this could lead to a lot more situations when people refuse the vaccine, and you just about have to if you want to live godly.
Right.
So it's going to be nasty. But go ahead.
Right, yeah. And so I see this president, behind this, setting us up for this, you know. And like you said, out of this could come turmoil and chaos. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Well, thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Now, folks, if you want to call, you have time. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. If you want to call and talk to us. Now, Brother Danny, we got about another 10 minutes or so. You go ahead and share some more with us, please.
Well, going back to what your caller just said, that reminds me of something. You know, in the book of Genesis and the book of Daniel, we saw two world leaders. We saw the president, literally, you know, the Pharaoh and the Babylonian king. When's the last time we've seen a world leader in our day and age have a dream that troubled them so much that they sought out men and women of God to find out what it was? And I think one thing that we should be praying is that for President Trump to have dreams that trouble him so much, and he seeks out men and women who know Jesus, who will say, this is what that dream means, this is what you need to do, this is how you need to lead. Because if that, you know, that's biblical. It's biblical for us to pray.
Yes,
why? Because Joseph was called in because Pharaoh had a dream. And Daniel was called in because Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And I'm silly enough to believe that God could give our president and the president of the United Kingdom and the president of France and the heads of state and our senators and our heads of Congress, I believe God could give them dreams that trouble them to the point that they're seeking out wisdom from the men and women of God. So I'm encouraging those who are listening, start praying that our president has dreams. Start praying that the heads of state have dreams. Start praying they have dreams that bring conviction both to their own hearts, their own lives. But also get them to seek people who know how to pray, who will hear God's voice, who will have the heart of God, you know, in them, seek the heart of God, but also will give the response of God to these men and women in leadership today, because it's biblical. And I say that because I pray that our leaders have dreams. I pray that God is giving our pastors and our believers in our churches dreams. And in Acts chapter 2, 17 and 18, Peter, who was quoting Joel, said, in the last days I will pour my spirit out on all flesh. And he goes on to talk about dreams and visions, and then he also says that your sons and your daughters will prophesy. And also in the book of Acts, we have the story of Philip. He had four daughters who were prophetesses. So we see people who were doing the work of ministry long after Jesus had raised from the dead. There's a lot of folks out there say, oh, well, these things are gone. These things, there's no prophets, there's no dreams, there's no visions today, there's no miracles, there's no healings. I don't see that anywhere in the Word. I know they say, well, 1 Corinthians 13, it says, well, if their tongues will cease. It also says knowledge will cease. And you know, you and I both know how fast knowledge is increasing, how much information we gain on a daily basis, how fast computers are going, how fast systems are going. And those things, and Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He healed when he was here. And if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he is still healing, and he always does that through his people. So I want to encourage the listeners, start praying for dreams for yourself. Start praying for dreams for our president, our heads of state, our congressional, our Senate leaders, because I really believe that God could trouble our leaders so much that they wake up and say, I've got to find a Christian man, I've got to find a pastor, I've got to find I've got to find men who know who God is and have them come to my side because I was troubled by a dream that I had. Hey, it happened to Pharaoh. It happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Why can't it happen for a president?
I agree. You know, you said something, too, that we no longer see the miracles that Christ said that we could have. And you see it right on the head. We don't see it because nobody believes anymore. No one believes it can happen today. And it's done by faith. It's done by faith in one who said these things could happen. And now, if there's ever been a time when we need faith, it's today, because we're going to stand by faith very soon, people. I'm going to tell you what now. It's going to get nasty. And I keep saying this. I pray our God gives a reprieve, but I do look for all hell to break loose in November. I do. No matter if there's an election, no matter who wins it, folks, it's going to be nasty. It's going to be nasty, nasty, nasty. And from what Brother Dane has seen and Brother Tyler has seen and what Demetrius Duman saw happens, if the coastal cities are burned, it's going to be really nasty in America, my friends. And America is ripe for judgment. We must pray for one another, if nothing else, because as believers, we're going to face things we never believed possible. You go make a choice. So far, we've had a mate. You've had a mate. The worst you've had to do, maybe, is if you stand for the truth, you may lose a friend. Well, one day soon, if you stand for the truth, you may lose your life. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Let's go to another call. Let's go to David in Massachusetts. David, come on in. Welcome.
Isn't that funny how you were talking about, people lack of faith? I've noticed, people real Christians who live according to their faith, they're not so freaked out, and I don't see them wearing all the masks, but it's mainly what I call the modernistic so-called Christians, and of course the secular people. They're the ones who are freaking out. Oh, we got to have the mask, or you have to make sure you're 6 feet apart from everyone. But isn't it funny how another coincidence, you said the 17th of September, some years ago, I tested out, I had a little bug out drill. I said, okay, what if I have to, travel a long distance and you can't go on roads? So I, got on a bicycle, with a big backpack, old military duffel bag and, bicycle, something like 175 miles. Yeah, so I think people, if they have any bug out plans, they should start dusting them off and getting them ready. I already think that maybe after the second half of this month, it'll start. The good Lord will probably be making known to us. Okay, what do you need to do? Do you need to relocate, or you need to who you need to be with? Because one thing I always pray for is I want to make sure that I'm with, the right people in the right place at the right time. And I definitely don't want to be in a position where I can be overruled or overpowered by the wrong people.
Right.
That's okay. Sounds right on the money. Yeah. Anything else, David?
Yeah. Well, I've noticed it's not just, evangelicals, but, Catholic and Orthodox are also having, similar, dreams and predictions. And another one was October would be, there'll be, lots of, death and tragedy in October, but also great miracles. So.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right, David, good call, and thank you. Appreciate that. By the way, are you a first-time caller?
Oh, no, no, not I've called a number of times, and you always say that every time I call.
Okay. All right. Let's say for a while, I'd recognize your accent. But anyway, thanks for calling, David. Appreciate it. Good call. Thank you. Thank you. All right, folks, got time for another phone call, too, if you hurry. 844-769-2944. And David, Dana, we're down about the last 3 minutes. What do you want to say in closing?
I want to say to people that I want them to believe that God is a good God. And I heard a statistic, another story from Scripture that I just want to, share. They believe there were 44,000 Christians who were thrown to the lions in Rome over about 15 to 20 years. So 44,000 Christians were thrown to the lions. And these were men and women with their children. And what amazed Rome beyond the bread and circus was that when these Christians were thrown to the lions, it brought a lot of people in. But it also got a lot of people saved. And here's the neat thing about that. Over that time frame, Rome saw 225,000 people come to Christ because of what they'd seen in that Colosseum. Because those 44,000 believers, they never denied Christ. They never said, oh, wait a minute, I'm not really a Christian, and walked away. They saw people with their children, with their babies, who would not deny Christ. And we in the church have felt that we're exempt from the hard things coming for many, many years, many, many decades.
Yes.
And we're about to see that change. You know, they were burning Bibles in Portland. We've been hearing calls for churches to be burned. We're seeing statues vandalized, churches vandalized, other churches vandalized. And they're going to come after us because we're the only ones speaking for the unborn. We're the only group in America that speaks up for the unborn. And if God's going to bring judgment to the house of God, that's what he says he'll do first. He's definitely going to judge this country because of abortion.
Amen.
Those things are coming. And
amen.
I believe that if we will just simply stand strong and not be afraid to speak the truth in love, it's going to cost us. It's going to cost some of us our lives. It's going to cost some of us great persecution, some of us prison. We're going to be beaten. We're going to be slapped. We're going to be killed. We're going to be, you know, cursed at, yelled at, screamed at, cussed at, you name it. But I want to be able to stand before him and say, I did not deny you. I want to hear
Amen.
Him say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Amen.
And that means we kept the faith. You know, that's what Paul said. I fought the good fight, and I have kept the faith.
That's the key right there.
He was beaten. They tried to kill him, and yet he kept the faith. And so I encourage those that are listening, keep
Brother
the faith.
Brother Dana, we're flat out of time. Don't forget your appointment for you to join us in a Bible study on the first Saturday of September on the 5th. And thank you so much for what you're doing. If you know anything, let me know, okay?
I will. Brother, thanks for the invitation. I greatly appreciate it.
All right, brother. God bless you, brother. Have a good evening. Folks, love you. By the grace of God, see you tomorrow night. Dr. Sherry Timpenny. Don't y'all go away.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.